It's KMFM, it's Ben hanging out with you this evening, and on the show tonight is Switch Disco, Dan, Nikos. Thank you for joining us, lads. How are you both doing?
All good, no worries at all, thanks for having us.
Very well, thank you very much.
Now, I want to know a bit more about you guys, because I feel like everything I try and find out about you is either on your TikTok, following your behind-the-scenes videos, but I feel like we need to build up your Wikipedia page a little bit, because so far, if you go on there, all we know is that you guys met on an island in Greece. Apart from that, there's not an awful lot. So please, guys, tell me a little bit more about the story of how you guys met and starting to work together to form Switch Disco.
We're very elusive, you see, Ben. That's why we don't give too much away. So, yeah, I mean, apart from what you already know from our Wikipedia page.
Which is true now, by the way.
Yeah, our Wikipedia got hacked, we think, at some point. Someone put some false information on
there. Oh, no, what did it say?
We fixed it. You don't want to know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, brothers of Calvin Harris came together, kept it in the family, now big DJs or...
Nothing like that. Yeah.
So we met through mutual friends. We worked in Zante a few years back. Then Nikos came over to the UK. And he then started playing the British DJ circuit. Then we kind of reached the end of our journey as residents. We had a similar kind of vision of where we wanted to be as artists. We got together and here we are.
Best of friends and colleagues. I mean, how much better could it be? Nikos, do you have Greek heritage as well? Are you from Zante or...?
Yeah, born and raised in Zante, and that's actually where I met Dan and our manager, Danny, out there, and it's been actually a big part of my life, Zante, because I've been doing seasons DJing out there since I was 13, and then 2011 I met the guys and I started coming over to the UK, as Dan mentioned, and it's been a great journey. No heritage, nothing from the UK, just came over here and kind of stayed for a bit.
Nikos is as Greek as you get.
Doesn't get any more Greek.
Much Greeker.
Well, I hate to out-Greek you. Sorry, Dan. You can go and sit over in the corner if you want for a bit. Let us Greeks take care of this. I'm a quarter Greek, but I tell everyone that I'm half Greek just because I feel pathetic when I'm like, yeah, I'm a quarter Greek. It's my mum's mum and that's the line of the family. So, yeah, so, I mean, ultimately, we could have a full conversation right now in Greek, Nikos.
Hold on a second. What's your favourite food?
This is where we need to have conversations because, I mean, ultimately, I am just a feta boy at heart. So when I come home from Greece, all I've got is a suitcase for the feta. I've not got any clothes anymore. But every time my friends ask me to bring them back baklava, and I'm like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's not Greek. It's not like...
Nah, it's a grey area. Some say it's Greek, some say it's
a quarter Greek, Ben.
But, it's kind of like...
I love
some
that.
Some say Greek... Greek started it at the Turkey side and then he came here. No one really knows, to be honest.
What I love about that is it's a grey area, like being a quarter Greek, Ben, is all I took away from that. And the rest of it doesn't... Cheers, Dan, for that. I appreciate that, mate. I mean, it is my boast, you know?
I've got an idea, Ben. I think me and you should do another podcast about Greek food.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you know what I had over the weekend? Oh, forget the name now of the pastry, but this is going to sound really boring for you guys, but there was a Hawking Summer Fete on, right, which is close to where I live. And it's one of those typicals outside a community centre, like big field, big bouncy castle, some questionable singers and bands on the stage. Sorry, guys. And then food trucks everywhere. And randomly, a steam train going around, which I don't know how that happened on grass, but still. And one of the guys that was there was selling like Cypriot food and Greek food. It's like halloumi bread. It was amazing. They had like freshly made hummus there as well. And one of the things that I had was it was called a Greek, and I can't remember, you'll be able to tell me, it was a Greek pastry with spinach and feta. And it was...
Spanakopita.
That is it.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I literally was eating it. I was like, it's like being in Greece. It's brilliant.
This interview has taken a wild turn.
I mean...
We're just talking about food.
Guys, I had an interview with 220 Kid a couple of weeks ago and all we spoke about was his dad looking for a stepmom. And that was literally the 15 minutes. So this is...
Soon, what a guy.
Soon we're going to be taken off of all the radio interview lists, but hey, we keep it going for now. But Greek food, Greece, amazing place. Dan, by the sounds of it, you enjoyed your time in Zante as well. You formed this partnership, you started working together. bringing it back in here. Come on, professionalism, Ben. The big break, though, was everything, wasn't it? Your track, Everything. It was used in the opening scene of Love Island. I think that went kind of viral at the time. Were either of you guys fans of the programme, or do you just remember your phone going crazy that people, oh, I've just heard your song, it's on Love Island?
Listen, Ben, I applied 3 or 4 times. They didn't let me on, so I've got a bit of taste in my mouth about the programme.
See, Dan, if you was a quarter Greek, you would have been in, mate.
I made it straight on. Yeah. No, it was great. Like it was weird because it was actually our first release, Everything. So we had a massive boost from Love Island, as you can imagine. It got the song in front of so many people, but it was our first release, so we weren't used to anything else, so we didn't have anything else to compare it to. But yeah, it was great to be used. Like, I think the producer, when he heard the song, first of all, he was just like, this is Love Island. Like, it's literally what it sounds like. And they've been really good to us since. They've supported our other releases as well. So yeah, we've got a lot to thank the guys there for sure.
Because it was a minute or so, wasn't it, until you followed it up with React. So can you remember what that time was like in between? Were you just so busy doing live shows, or were you sitting on music at the time? Then suddenly got in with Etta Henderson. He was like, right, okay, this has got to be the second one.
I think it was a weird time back then, even before Everything. Mm-hmm. It took like a year for that to come out, and then we had React for, well, we started React for quite a while, and that took a long time to come around as well. I think it took like 9 months to be released to get to the final product. Yeah, so nothing's really straightforward, but yeah, I think it took us 9 months to release React.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you guys like with that? Because it sounds like it's quite a slow process, from like thought, idea, to getting someone in the studio, to producing the record. And then by the time it's released, I know you guys are in the studio today. Are you okay with things being a bit slower, or do you like things like ramped up? Like, I've got this idea, I want to do it now, let's get it out there.
It's something that we've had to get used to quite quickly. I mean, React was only our second release. So we're now on we've just released our 8th single, but we're still relatively new to releasing music. So we've had to get used to the behind the scenes business and politics that goes involved, that's involved in releasing music. And there's so many people involved, there's different labels, there's different management. It's really not a straightforward procedure. And also because we heavily use samples in our releases as well, that sometimes takes a long time to get across the line. But yeah, we just get used to it, and we just keep creating. We keep creating as much music as we can. We're sitting on a load of music at the minute, a load of ideas. So yeah, we've got used to it. We've got used to all that goes behind the scenes.
Yep.
The biggest artists.
This is the Hit List. KMFM.
This is the Hit List. KMFM.
You've now worked on 2 tunes and I suppose spent hours in the studio with Etta Henderson. What's it been like working with her? Because what I'd like to know is she as crazy in real life as she is on social media? Because social media, she just goes for it, doesn't she?
Ella's great. She's lovely, and she's amazing to work with, because you go into the studio and she nails everything she sings pretty much. And as a person as well, she's super fun to work with, and we'll have jokes, and it's just great. She's just great.
And on your next song, you've got another wicked voice in UK dance music, Charlotte Haining. When did you first hear of her?
So we actually first heard of her through the song she did with Shane Codd. That's when we first heard her voice, because she does a lot of drum and bass normally, and that was one of the fewer dance records that she's done, so that was more in our world. And we loved her voice from back then. We did one previous session with her before. So the session that we did for I Found You was actually our second session with her. And she's incredible. Like, she's so... like, just naturally talented, such a lovely person to work with as well. She's great.
And Charlotte Haining is one of the voices you'll hear on I Found You, of course, a new track from Switch Disco. It's featuring Felix as well. Tell me about how that song came together, guys, because you've got a couple of collabs on this one. So how did you manage to pull the pieces and create that jigsaw?
We brought it up in one of the sessions, and in that session specifically, and then Charlotte and the rest of the team, they were like, oh, we love this. And then a couple of hours later, I Found You was there.
Love that. I love that. And is it cool that you can go out and about, you can test these samples, you can play these massive gigs, and then you can be like, do you know what? Yeah, actually, that could work on a on a song today. Is that quite a nice part of the job?
Yeah, I think it's something that we actually learned. So when we first started doing these studio sessions, we kind of had a bit of imposter syndrome, to be honest, because we're working with some incredible songwriters, producers, vocalists, and we kind of, it took us a while to realise our kind of worth within those sessions. But what we do have is years and years of experience of what music works on dance floors. So we bring that knowledge into the sessions, and part of that is the kind of the dance anthems that we've been able to sample and bring to these sessions. So yeah, the Felix one, as Nikos said, we've been playing that. It's been working. That synth has been working on dance floors since we've been DJing. So yeah, to be able to get that top line with the writers we worked with and Charlotte was, yeah, pretty incredible.
It's a wicked song. I Found You, Switch Disco, Charlotte Haining and Felix. It's such an anthem, so go check that out. And just listening to you there, Dan, talking about anthems and also a little bit about earlier on being the sample kings at the moment. One of the things that I love that you guys do on TikTok is when two anthems collide. I love that.
Oh, yes.
How'd you come
Thank
up with that list of songs? I mean, a couple I watched earlier, Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry Child, With Otto Knows, Million Voices. I mean, sounds, yeah, all right, these two massive anthems, but to put them together, Bicep Glue and Soul Searcher Can't Get Enough. I mean, have you got a list that you're just ticking things off or?
No, it's kind of like Dan just said, because we've been playing music for years and our passion has always been dance music. I mean, when we were resident, we used to play every genre, used to play 80s, 90s, R&B, hip-hop, dance, garage, everything.
Don't forget garage, man.
Yeah, garage, yeah. We used to play everything, but our true passion has always been dance and house music. So we have all of these years of, like, ideas of, oh, that would be awesome, and that would be awesome, and what if we put this over this? And, like, it really comes naturally and easily for us.
There's also a lot of trial and error involved. Like, we've got catalogues of these anthems, and there's stuff that might be in the same key and they don't necessarily work. So there is a lot of hours of trial and error before, you know, we present the final mashup. But yeah, it's kind of years and years and years worth, as Nikos just said, of building up catalogues of anthems and then, yeah, just chucking them together.
Oh, see, because that's what I was going to say. I'd really nerd out of that. I would love to watch a DJ just like do drops that don't work together. Or like songs that, oh, it'd be brilliant. Or like go the other
There's
way.
Loads.
Like
there is loads, yeah.
Oh, go the other way, like things that could never be together. So for example, like TV theme tunes. Try mix a SpongeBob SquarePants theme tune with the Bluey theme tune. Never work. It just wouldn't work. Yeah. This is how awful it is. Do you remember back in the day there was that, Dan, you might remember this. Do you remember the 50 Cent In Da Club and Thomas the Tank Engine mashup? Have you ever heard that?
Thomas the Tank Engine is probably one of the greatest cartoons ever made. and also the theme tune is also one of the greatest theme tunes ever. Yes, I do remember it. And considering I'm only 21 years old, I don't really know how I remember it, but I do.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. Like, yeah, everyone, yeah. I remember, so I'm 30 this year. Everyone, when I went to secondary school, so I must have been like 14, 15, had that on their little slide-up Samsung phones. And it's why? Why do we have, it doesn't work.
Thankfully, that mashup didn't reach Greece, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
Didn't make it across the water.
Make it across the water.
Well, look, guys, all I'm saying is coming in 2025, it's Switch Disco featuring 50 Cent and the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune. Let's make it sound good, yeah?
We'll get on the phone. We'll speak to 50.
Well, look, guys, I'm loving the stuff you're doing. This was so much fun. Thank you for jumping on. And look, if you ever need someone to, you know, like get involved with the when two anthems collide, you know, just pick up the barcode, you know.
We will do.
Axel F, Crazy Frog and Psy Gangnam Style. Yeah, I think that'd go down the street.
That could work.
Yeah, you're never going to ask, are you? Yeah, never going to
ask. We'll let you know, Ben. We'll let you know.
All right, cheers, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much, Switch Disco. Cheers, boys.
Thanks for having us, Ben. Nice one.